This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Celtics running on empty, at least when it gets to the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
in both of these games so far. And so, in a little bit of a hole, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. If I could, quick, a little Odyssey app appreciation for Joe, who works at PwC in the Seaport. And wasn't I just walking along, Curtis, yesterday afternoon getting some steps? And Joe came bounding out of PwC, loves the show. Joe and his dad both listen to the same radio show. So
The old man was a partner at E&Y. We don't really love PwC, but we'll support them for that purpose.
You can do what Joe and his dad do and listen to this show every day on the Odyssey app. Download it, and then you can listen to us wherever you are, whenever you want, whatever time of the day or night. And also, Odyssey app is where you can leave us a hill note whenever you feel like you are in the mood. So a voice note on any topic. Obviously, I think the Celtics and the loss last night will dominate hill notes, but we will play the best ones back coming up at 9:20 on today's show. Shime, let's get right to it.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law. They would love to honor those who built this city, so help them when you nominate your hero. Whether they build or drive or care for our city, just go to WeBuiltThisCity.com and get them the recognition that they deserve. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where do you want to start, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Karl Anthony Towns. Had a pretty good game overall, I would say, especially compared to Game 1 against the Celtics last night. And he was asked about going back to the Madison Square Garden, up 2-0. Karl Anthony Towns is not overlooking the Celtics here by any means.
What does it mean going back to the Garden up 2-0?
It means we up 2-0. I mean, but it doesn't really mean anything. You know, if anything, it's taught me experience from last year. We were up 2-0 the same way in both away games in Denver, and we came home and we left our home 2 games 2-2. So we can't take anything for granted. We got to find ourselves executing at a higher level. We can't keep doing these 20-point leads for Boston and hope to come back and win the game. We gotta play better. We gotta shoot better. We gotta execute better. We can't start having that kind of Knicks basketball being played down 20. We gotta start from start the game that way and finish the game that way. 48 minutes.
Celtics have blown back-to-back 20-point leads. Embarrassing.
Yeah. Late in the third quarter, too.
You know what's the craziest thing about it? And I don't know if you guys share this experience, but there's a point where I think it was one of the threes in the corners by Mikhail
Bridges,
where it made it a 4-point lead for the Celtics. And I just was like, okay, they're losing. It's just like they can't stop the momentum. Yeah. Another job description of your head coach is to interrupt runs with timeouts, try to get your opponent out of rhythm, try to change what you're doing. And I watch it, and it's like they all – they're such a front-running team. The second they get punched back, they cower.
do you still have this team beating the 86 team?
I do.
It's
entirely to do with how athletic people are today versus how athletic they were then.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't a thing as like year-round training. They smoke cigarettes.
See, it's the basketball version of my
Joe Montana take.
Right.
Missoula has some of it to do, but even if you're calling timeouts and your team goes 15 straight field goals where they can't hit a shot, like that's on the players. I mean, like, seriously, like, you know, whether it's a good look, an open look, like, you have to be able to. It almost seems like when a team starts to make a run to come back, they get ice cold and they get nervous. Talk about the booty holes getting tight. It's like every single one of them, when they start to see the Knicks making a comeback late in, whether it's the third, late in the third quarter into the fourth quarter, no one can throw the ball in the ocean. Like, to go 15 straight shots without hitting a field goal.
Like, it's just, and maybe this is the mentality, it probably is, of the NBA player today, but they oftentimes have the ball in the paint, under the hoop, and rather than try to draw the foul, they look to throw it back out for the three.
Yeah.
Like, and I get it. Like, everybody wants to shoot threes, and that's the way that I like
it. But it does.
It's complete old man take. I totally understand that. But
it's an old man take.
Well, you are old.
But Curtis, I don't look it.
No.
But Greg, I'm going to give you a little credit.
I thought you went to BU when we first met.
I had lunch with a potential partner for this radio show, at the ladies at Express It yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
What the hell is Express It?
It's like a courier service. They will deliver anything. And both of them, we got into how old I was for what, and both of them thought I was in my late 40s, not anywhere near how old I was.
Okay, that's good.
They definitely weren't trying to butter you up at all.
It was unsolicited. I mean, out of the blue they said it.
They said, I can't believe it.
But anyway, enough about me. What were you saying, Curtis? It is an old head take?
No, I was giving you credit for the old head take, because it is, but...
I feel like we're all better for knowing that, Greg. Thank you for sharing.
The difference is that might not be the way for you to win no more. Because if you're not making your threes, like they've shown that they haven't been able to do, and maybe they're coming back down to earth. Like, maybe this is who they are, and they were able to make them, and they're able to make them during the regular season, but they're not this type of team.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to don't pass up the easy layups. Just take those.
What's next, Sean?
Well, one of the biggest issues we had at the end of the game was Joe Mazzulla not calling a timeout there before the final play. Mazzulla talked about why he decided not to call a timeout before that final play.
Joe, what was the thought process with not calling timeout there with 12 seconds left?
I had one left, got a good look on the exact same play 20 seconds earlier. Tried to execute the exact same thing. They did a better job of their lower pickup point, and we weren't able to get the advantage that we had on the last Tatum dunk. So good full court setting. They subbed out Towns, weren't able to sub out Brunson, had action there, and we just didn't execute.
Okay.
So I don't know
what
the
plan there
means.
Was to run the exact same Tatum ISO play.
And so when you saw him get stopped at the three-point line, Joe, why didn't you realize, things aren't going the same way?
Call a timeout there or whatever.
And you know what's shocking? If you run the exact same play, odds are they'll have a better shot at stopping it.
Well, Courtney was spot on earlier. The play before that he's talking about, basically the Knicks kind of lay down and let him do it so
100%.
They can get the ball back.
Yeah, like, and the whole place erupts like he's mecca.
Yeah, but then you cannot foul Jalen Brunson and put him at the line. That's how you get down. Like, if they're going to beat you, make them beating you, having to shoot a field goal, having to shoot a shot. Don't foul him. Then he goes to the line.
I also don't buy that from Mazzulla, because those guys didn't – the rest of the guys on the floor – didn't clear out like they did the play before.
No,
I don't buy that.
Not at all.
They were all sitting there in the paint watching what was going on.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like somebody came, like there was two guys. The Robinson guy was up, might have been up at the top of the key, who was covering Al Horford.
Al Horford was right there. If that was the play, again, second time around, better than the first, Al Horford was standing right there at the foul line in the way.
Yeah.
I mean,
and also, the situation is entirely different. The Knicks have a one stop and they win the game. When Tatum had that dunk, it made the Celtics, I think it gave them a one-point lead with like 40 seconds left in the game.
No, when Tatum made that dunk, it gave the Celtics a one-point lead with about 18 seconds to go.
Okay, so.
Seven, what was it, 20 seconds?
They got the ball with 10 seconds.
Yeah, because Jalen Brunson hit the two free throws.
Right, I know. Yeah. I know. So Tatum had the dunk.
Yep.
Knicks got fouled, hit both free throws, and then they peed down their leg and didn't call timeout.
Tatum had the dunk. I think they called the timeout, and then the Knicks ultimately...
Called the timeout.
Yeah, and then Brunson gets fouled, and then that's when, you know, I think there might have been, I don't know how much time was on the clock when he started his drive, like 17 seconds.
This is Alex from New Hampshire. What's up, Alex?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's painful because you can't honestly tell me that the play was for Tatum to run the court, do nothing, run into three guys and throw up some backwards shot. Like, not a single screen was set for Tatum. So you gotta just call a timeout.
Yeah.
And then after the game, he's trying to sound like Bill Belichick, like, well, I looked over across the field and he didn't call a timeout, so I knew I kind of had him where I wanted him. Just call a timeout and set a screen for your star player.
And Wiggy, you're right. Yep. 18 seconds is what the Knicks got the ball with. So, but either way, in that situation, your defensive approach is different considering the limited amount of time you would have left should the Celtics score on the final possession of the game. And that excuse actually makes Mazzulla look worse, that you're admitting that you didn't even have another play to draw up in that spot, that you had to play the same ISO ball.
I mean, it was 24 seconds left. Tatum went down, scored the hoop.
Yep.
And then you end up with, you have, when he could have called the timeout at the second opportunity, there was 12 seconds left.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, as Brunson made the free throw, you could have called the timeout.
And even if you wanted to wait till he got to half court, 7 seconds.
Yeah.
Plenty of time.
Yeah, you only need like 3 seconds, 2.5 seconds is enough time to, you know, get a really good look.
What's next, Shime?
They
got good looks all night, Wiggy.
Yeah.
Joe Mazzulla told you that. Great looks.
Just like the look I gave everybody yesterday when I told you to bet Tatum over 15.5 rebounds and assists. You're welcome for making you money. One guy who was also very unhappy with Joe Mazzulla's use of timeouts would be the one and only Brian Scalabrine, who joins our WEEI afternoon program. Here was Scal after the game last night.
It was by the way, we didn't use a timeout, and I'm not really into the timeout thing, but in the playoffs, I think it's a little bit different. We had a use-it-or-lose-it timeout with 3 minutes. So think about it. The Knicks are on this run. We have a use-it-or-lose-it timeout. We don't use it, and we lose it. We also go to the end with 12 seconds to go. We don't call a timeout. We don't get a great shot off of that. I'm in a regular season, you've got to be able to figure that out. But in the playoffs, right now, you can clearly see this team is fractured. They called a timeout before. Jason Tatum gets a wide open dunk. Now they go down there. Tatum turns the ball over. Maybe you got to use some of these to get this team going the right direction again.
Tatum, where's the poll at right now, Curtis?
Let's
more
see.
Mazzulla or more Tatum?
It's probably Mazzulla, I bet.
So 400 votes in now. 54% of the respondents put the game two loss on Joe Mazzulla. 41% on Tatum, 1% Jaylen Brown.
We're going to end up like the Oklahoma Thunder. And I'm not talking about the SGA Oklahoma Thunder. I'm talking about the Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant era.
James Harden.
Yeah, when you had two superstars or you had three superstars, there was a kind of fracture in the way they failed, and then you end up losing both of them. Because there's no way that you're going to be able to retain both of them just based off the money situation. And then if you don't win.
Do you think that because Wick obviously wanted it to be Jason Tatum, that was the future. Jason is Wick's guy. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Billy Chisholm, it could end up swaying towards Jaylen Brown staying and Jason Tatum leaving?
No, I think what will happen is like the basketball people will tell you that Tatum has more skills. So they'll obviously go with him unless Tatum says, I want out. You know, Tatum might go to them and go, you know what? I want out. If you think Jalen's your guy, then he can do it, and I want to go somewhere.
Well, who was the guy out of the two of them last night?
In the first half, it was Jalen. Yeah, but you got to play two halves, Greg.
Yeah, but Jason Tatum didn't show up big question, in the second
honestly,
half either.
Let me ask this question, and I agree with you. But honestly, if Tatum had 17 in the first half and ended up with 3 in the second half, we'd be crushing them.
Agreed.
Right?
Yes.
So we got to do the same.
Yep.
And you can't tell me Jaylen Brown is the guy who should be here over Tatum and then only has three in the second half. Like, you can't have it both ways.
No, you're right.
And I agree. Tatum can't play the way he played all game.
Okay. Yep. And just because I need to keep asking, whether it's DMs, not my DMs, my Instagram DMs or text messages or calls, you still think Joe Mazzulla is the best coach in the NBA?
He's not the best coach in the NBA right now.
Okay, all right.
And then when we're talking about the playoffs, no, he's not even close.
Progress. We're making progress with you. All right, that's They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And we will get to Courtney in today's news coming up, including Florida Not Like the Rest of Us and why a woman committed assault with nachos on her unsuspecting wife. That is coming up next.